Kickstart your day with Martin Messer.
I listen to Martin every morning.
Weekday 6 to 9.
Love the show.
My tonics are out the door.
Former Miss South Africa, Lisa Laurie, you would relate to the story?
I would.
It is about it's a Mrs. pageant.
Okay. Oh,
those are not as popular. It's obviously, like, the original is the Miss,
yes.
And then they came along with the Mrs.
Mrs. It's growing. It's one of those. Like, the Miss has been around for a very long time. Mm. The Mrs. is new, so it's going to take time to get there.
Because I suppose, is it a thing that people want to be in pageants?
Yeah.
Growing up?
Yes, definitely. There are people.
Yeah.
It's like any other career path or dream you have. There are people that want to do it, and then sometimes, you know, they just don't get to do it, and then later on in life you can still.
Then you create a pageant that's
make
for you.
A space.
That's most a pageant for Alice, nay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one stage in my life I emceed pageants. Man, the most entertaining ones for me was the little Miss Minnie and Mr. Minnie.
Oh, the cute ones.
Yeah, because it was definitely more about the parents. Definitely.
Of course.
Oh, the kids are like, you know, they're down the ramp. And then mommy's standing there or daddy's standing backstage like mouthing the answers.
Yes.
They still got that anxious look on their faces.
Or looking at them with that face that says, you better.
Yeah.
You better walk.
My best is when they move, they do the moves backstage. I watch them.
Yes.
And now she's going to turn like this. And then she, oh man, pageant moms.
Yes. There was a whole series about that.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this pageant took place. It's Mrs. Sri Lanka. There's drama erupted after the former title holder. What was she doing on stage? She was obviously there for the handover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was a handover to the new Mrs. Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And then the former beauty queen is like, nee. Did this nie volgens die reels nie? She took the microphone. And then, of course, you already know. It's like at a wedding.
You call me. No.
If someone is not on the schedule, takes the microphone.
Yeah, you know it's going to go downhill from there.
She took the microphone and said, no. Hang on. This is a Mrs. pageant. You can't be divorced. This one here is divorced. And then she ripped the crown off her head right there. And then put it on Miss, what is it called? Miss First Runner-Up.
Yes, so the first runner-up.
Yeah, this is how it went down. The video for you to go and enjoy.
Martin.
You shouldn't laugh. I know, it's terrible.
There is so much in this video.
I mean,
there is a long list of questions.
I tell you, it's too much drama. It is on our blog on jackarandafm.com.
I have a small request. As per the Mrs. World Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married. And not divorce. So, I'm taking my first step saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up.
Oh, awkward. And the guy who's in control of the music.
Yes.
Thought himself, maybe I can drown her out. Pushes the music.
But also you said removes the crown and puts it on the first runner-up. It wasn't that simple.
No.
It wasn't that quick either. It takes a couple of seconds for them to firstly put the crown on her head.
Yeah.
And then now when she's being dethroned, if you will, it takes another...
Live.
And she's standing in front of her and the camera's still live. And then there's another lady that comes out, might be the pageant coordinator, and is basically shouting at the one who's now being dethroned.
And the reason why it's so awkward is pageants are so gracious up until that point.
Yes.
What makes this so much worse is that they then afterwards had to admit that they were wrong.
Mm.
And the one that the crown was taken away from isn't actually divorced. She provided proof. Mm. No, like, amal soos kwela, because then the first runner-up even made a speech there on stage to receive the title
and say thank you and everything.
Look, to be fair, if I were in the audience, that probably would have made the night for me. Because for the rest of it, have a look on our blog, Breakfast with Martin Best on Jacaranda FM.
Wake up. With Martin Besser on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.